हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधे राधे जय। जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराण की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी, वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासति गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1, एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ महाराज प्रियव्रत, टेक्स्ट 27। सो दिस इज अ प्रोज, सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड इट वंस and okay, let's go along. Tasminnu hava upashamashilaha paramarshayaha sakala jiva nikaya vasasya bhagavato vasudevasya भीतानां शरणभूतस्य श्रीमच्चरणारविन्द अविरतस्मरण अविगलित परम भक्तियोगानुभावेन। श्रीमच्चरणारविन्द अविरतस्मरण अविगलित परम भक्तियोगानुभावेन परिभावित अंतर्हृदयाधिगते भगवती सर्वेषां भूतानां आत्मभूते प्रत्यगात्मनि एव आत्मनस् तादात्म्यम् अविशेषेण समीयुः। सो आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू रीड। तस्मिन् मीन्स परमहंस आश्रम, उ सर्टनली, ह so celebrated, va indeed, upashama shilaha in the renounced order of life, parama rushayaha the great sages, sakala all, sakala jiva nikaya द टोटैलिटी ऑफ ऑल जीवस आवासाय, सो दिस रेसिडेंस ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, भगवतः वासुदेवस्य, ऑफ लॉर्ड वासुदेव, भूत भीतानाम शरण भूतस्य, सो दोज आर अफ्रेड ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस, फॉर देम द ओनली शेल्टर इज कृष्ण. श्रीमद चरण अरविंद, द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्ण, अविरत स्मरण अविगलित परम भक्ति योग अनुभावे भावेन, मीन्स बाय प्रोसेस ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंट रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ हिज लोटस फीट एंड कंप्लीटली अनकंटेमिनेटेड अविगलित, सो परिभावित प्यूरिफाइड अंतहृदय अधिगते इन द हार्ट भगवती सुप्रीम लॉर्ड सर्वेषाम ऑफ ऑल भूतानाम लिविंग एंटिटीज आत्मभूते सिचुएटेड विद इन द बॉडी प्रत्येक आत्मनि विद द सुप्रीम सोल एव आत्मनः ऑफ द सेल्फ तादात्म्यम क्वालिटेटिव इक्वालिटी अविशेषेण विदाउट डिफरेंसेस समीयु रियलाइज्ड. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Thus situated in the renounce order from the beginning of their lives, all three of them, these three sons of Priyavrat, completely controlled the activities of their senses and thus became great saints. They concentrated their minds always upon the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a resting place of the all totality of living entities, and who is therefore celebrated as Vasudev. Lord Vasudev is the only shelter of those who are actually afraid of material existence. By constantly thinking of his lotus feet, these three sons of Maharaj Priyavrat became advanced in pure devotional service. By the prowess of their devotional service, they could directly perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart as Super Soul, and realize that there was qualitatively no difference between themselves and the Super Soul. Purport. The Paramahansa stage is topmost position in the renounced life. In sannyas, the renounce order, there are four stages. Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivarajakacharya, Paramahansa. According to Vedic system, when one accepts the renounce order, he stays outside the village in a cottage and his necessities, especially food, are supplied from home. This is called Kutichak stage. We will see that his bodily necessities and everything is reduced more and more in proportion to his bhajan. So, when a sannyasi advances further, he no longer accepts anything from home. Instead, he collects his necessities, especially his food, from many places. This system is called as madhukari, which literally means the profession of bumblebees. So, collecting little. As bumblebees collect honey from many flowers, a little from each, so a sannyasi should beg from door to door but not accept very much food from any particular house. He should collect a little bit from every house. This is because this is to curtail the tendency that if he knows that in some house they will give some sumptuous food, then probably he will go to that house only all the time. So this is called Bahudaka stage. When a sannyasi is still more experienced, he travels all over the world to preach the glories of the Lord Vasudev. He travels I just recall one adage. I mean, it's not from scriptures, but it's local general saying that when we traverse through scriptures, traversing through people, and traversing through holy places. So three things. So these three purify three aspects. So when we traverse through scriptures, that means go through scriptures, means unless we traverse through the holy items like this, then the mind will traverse through the bad side of it, the bad side of the world, right? So, or the it will traverse in the material world. So, mind is always wandering, but if it wanders, let it wander in the scriptures, like from one pastime to another pastime, from another pastime, like that. Or if one वंस बॉडी इज वॉन्डरिंग थ्रू थ्रू होली प्लेसेस इट प्यूरिफाइज द बॉडी एंड इफ ही इज वॉन्डरिंग थ्रू स्क्रिप्चर्स इट प्यूरिफाइज द माइंड और स्पिरिचुअलाइज द माइंड बॉडी इज स्पिरिचुअलाइज बाय ट्रैवलिंग थ्रू होली प्लेसेस माइंड इज स्पिरिचुअलाइज लाइक दैट एंड देन प्रीचिंग इज प्यूरिफाइंग वंस इंटेलिजेंस और फॉल्स ईगो सो इट इट फिट्स आई मीन We also know that how Gangara Parasha Haile Pashate Pavan Darshane Pavitra Karo Etomara Gun. So we go to holy places. It's not just bathe in the rivers, which is also a very important aspect, but also to associate with the devotees and get purified in their association. पृथग आवास योग दुखमय विषय भोग ब्रजवास गोविंद सेवन दिस इज नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर सेज पृथग आवास योग इफ आवर माइंड इज नॉट इन वृंदावन देन वेदर वी आर स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन और नॉट स्टेइंग इन वृंदावन बट पृथग आवास योग पृथक मीन्स सेपरेट केवल विषय भोग इट इज जस्ट सिंपली सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन Because we will not think of Krishna. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan Ki Jai. Kevala Vishaya Bhoga. Vrajavasa Govinda Sevan. And if one stays in Vrindavan, either by body or by mind, then automatically the heart goes to Krishna. Prabhupada mentions that if one is physically staying in Vrindavan, every tree has a name of Radha Krishna. Every place is in charge or infused with those spiritual vibrations. One doesn't have to exert oneself a lot to perform sadhana because sadhana becomes very naturally, very smoothly. So that is what our Narottam Das Thakur he prays. And in many prarthana, one of many prayers, Srila Narottam Das Thakur also prays that. That when will I wander throughout Govardhan? And while wandering and remembering Krishna's pastimes, when will I give up this body? Like that, his aspiration is. So here we see the Parivrajakachar, he is wandering to preach Krishna's glories. And His sannyasi reaches the Paramahansa stage when he finishes his preaching work and sits down in one place strictly for the sake of advancing in spiritual life. Very similar to what Lord Chaitanya did, right? In South India Yatra, he went, it was like a Parivrajakacharya, you can say, like preaching everywhere. And when the last 12 years he stayed within Gambhira performing his ultimate. What do we say? Remembrance of Krishna's pastimes. Like that he spent his time. Like that. So gradually he is increasing his remembrance of Krishna. His hearing and chanting. An actual Paramahansa is one who completely controls his senses and engages in unalloyed service of Krishna. Therefore all three of these sons of Priyavrat, namely Kavi, Mahavir and Savan, were situated in the Paramahansa stage from very beginning. Their senses could not disturb them, for their senses were completely engaged in serving the Lord. So there is one very nice verse in Padyavali. Kashayan cha bhojanadiniyaman nova vane vasato vyakhyanan cha munibharavratat chittod bhavakshiyate kintu svita kalinda shailatanaya tireshu vikredito govindasya padaravinda bhajanarambasya leshadapi. So very beautifully put. He says that Kashayat, simply by wearing saffron clothes, one cannot conquer lust. Nacha bhojanadi niyamat, simply by regulating one's diet, one cannot conquer. The chittodbhava is the cupid. One cannot conquer cupid simply by regulating the diet. Vyakhyanat, simply by lecturing on Upanishads. one cannot conquer senses. Nacha muni bhara vratat, nor by taking vows of silence. Oh, I will not speak anything to anyone. So that kinds of vows. Chittodbhavakshiyate. Kintu svita kalinda shaila tanaya tireshu vikriditu. But by only one way, Cupid can be conquered. What is that way? Svita kalinda shaila tanaya. Kalinda shaila is Kalinda mountain. And who is daughter of Kalinda? Kalindi. That is Yamuna. Tireshu vikridito. One who is wandering on the banks of Yamuna. Who is that person? Govindasya padaravinda bhajana rambhasya leshadapi. When one begins to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, immediately his senses are conquered. Means non-duplicitously, one starts having no other motivation. Even if he begins to serve Govinda, then his senses are conquered very easily. Like Prabhupada mentions, senses need engagement. And those who are jnanis and yogis, they are trying to control the senses, gritting their teeth and mustering up all their determination. But yet, Prabhupada mentions that their foundation is only dubious. They are thinking that we want to make the soul activity-less. Their conception of freedom is make the soul activity-less. So Prabhupada mentions, if when the soul is bound, he is so active, can you imagine what will soul do when he is not bound? will he remain inactive, or he'll be more active, but on a transcendental plane? Tavat raga dayastena, tavat kara gruham gruham, tavat mohongri nigado, yavat krishna na tejana. Brahmaji prays to Krishna that tavat raga dayastena. Attachment is like a thief as long as we don't serve Krishna. Tavat kara gruham gruham. Home is like a prison as long as we don't serve Krishna. Once we serve Krishna, the home is for Krishna. It is Krishna's temple. So it's not the prison house anymore. So, tavat mohongri nigado. The moha happens till one is not serving Krishna. As soon as one starts serving Krishna, there is no illusion. So, therefore Prabhupada is mentioning here that senses could not disturb them, for their senses were completely engaged in serving of the Lord. And especially in this age of Kali Yuga, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has so mercifully appeared, Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur says, Kaivalyam narakayate tridashapura akasha pushpayate durdantendriya kalasarpa patali prutkhata danshtrayate vishwam purna sukhayate vidhimahendra adishya kitayate yatkarunya kataksha vaibhavavatam tam gaurame vastumaha. He says that one who has received even a slight glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his merciful glance, one who has slightly received it, what will happen? Kaivalyam narakayate. For him, the merging into Brahman, which is the goal of jnanis, is like narak. Like, it's a hellish destination for them. Tridashapur akasha pushpayate. Those who are karmis, those who want to go to heavenly planets and enjoy a better life of sense gratification, better or worse, they know. So what happens? Tridashapur akasha pushpayate. It becomes like a sky flower for them. Sky flower means non-existent. Durdantendre kala sarpa patali prutkhata danshtrayate. So their senses are very difficult to conquer, but they become like toothless snake for one who has received the glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwam purna sukhayate. The whole world becomes happy place for him. Why? Because he doesn't want to enjoy anything for his own sake. He just want to engage us everything in Krishna for Krishna's sake. And Vidhi Mahendra Adishya Kitayate. The post like Vidhi and Indra, they become like the post of insects for such person. So because he doesn't have any such desire. So interestingly, now there is a lot of debate going on whether this world is Satya, Nitya or Mithya. So I will explain what is Satya, Nitya and Mithya. Let's go by order. Nitya, Satya and Mithya. Okay. So all the philosophers are debating on this. But we... My God, it's like a train going.
So many.
Okay. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur settles it for once and all. This whole issue. And if we just remember his comment on this nature of this world, we will simply understand what this world is. So he says, we are talking about material world, of course. So, is it mithya? Mithya means non-existent. Like horn of a rabbit. Or like a sky flower. Or like a shell silver. So, is it mithya means non-existent, which doesn't exist, which looks like existing but it's not existing. Like a dream or something. Okay. So that is mithya. Mithya means false. Is this world false? Some philosophers say, oh, this world is false. Brahma, Satya, Jagan, Mithya. Okay. Then second, Satya. No, it's not mithya, it's not false. It is satya, but anitya. Satya, but anitya. True, but temporary. Means it's existent, but temporarily existent. Means parivartanshil. Means transient. True, but transient. Yeah, that is their description of this world. And third types of philosophers, they say, no, it is nitya, it's eternal. It's going to stay forever, so it's eternal. Just like, what is that? Mass, energy, conservation. It's forever, right? Law of conservation of energy or mass energy. So it's eternal in that sense. Okay, the forms may change. But the total mass and energy is the conservation, yeah. So that is third types of philosophers. So Vishwanatha Thakur gives a very, very beautiful understanding of this. Now, this is really a revelation. I mean, we know that from scriptures. Prabhupada has also very nicely explained it. But precisely he has put. I will just explain what it is. He says that this world is partly mithya, partly satya, and partly nitya. Now a pop-up puzzle. Anyone wants to try to explain this? How is it partly mithya? Portion-wise it is false. It's one portion is false, one portion is satya, but transient. And one portion is not just satya but nitya also. Okay, what are those portions? Or from those angles, we can say. Those portions are from those angles. So anybody wants to try? Yes? Let's start with mithya first. This world is false. In what sense it is false? What portion of this world is false?
The forms we see in this world, they are false.
Are they false, really? Like this is Kartal and its form is false, then why should I even touch it or to use it for playing? Is it false? Like, is this Kartal? You mean to say the form of this Kartal is false? Huh? This is Satya. Okay, yeah, great. Okay, but let's... this is Satya. Okay, fine, but... Wow, you came very, very close. I am just going to make it more precise. He came very, very close. Like I'll just do little brushing up. But main picture is drawn by him. Okay, I'll just present, keeping his point in the center. So he mentions that this Maya Shakti has three aspects. avidya, vidya and mahat. Okay. Avidya means I think that I am this body. I think that this world belongs to me. I think that this world is for my enjoyment. So this is mithya. Mithya part. Maya has three energies. Avidya, vidya and mahat. Okay. Maya means, I am not talking about even yoga maya. That is the nitya world altogether. But we are talking about the Mahamaya. She has three energies. Avidya, vidya and mahat. Avidya is rajogun, tamogun, which makes one believe that I am this body, this is meant for my enjoyment. This is mithya, this is false, because this has no ground, actually speaking. So this portion is mithya. When we say world is mithya, only this portion is mithya. Okay. Then vidya and mahat. Okay. Vidya means the thing that makes you understand, that makes me understand that I am not this body. No positive information, by the way. Just the information that I am not this body. Okay. No positive information about the soul, no positive information about what is the nature of myself, the swarup, what is the nature of God, no such information. So that is vidya. Okay. So this jnana, yoga, nishkam karma, all are the aspects of vidya. They destroy avidya. That is their only function. Okay? So they destroy the illusion but don't present anything positive. So therefore they are the aspects of not spiritual energy but material energy only. Okay? The jnana, karma and yoga are the part of maya shakti. They are not only bhakti is transcendental. And by touch of bhakti, the jnana and yoga get even the power to destroy avidya. Otherwise, in itself, it doesn't have even power to destroy avidya also. Okay. So, and mahat. Mahat means the gross elements that we see around. Gross or subtle. So, these two are the satya part. So, this is mithya part. These two are satya part. True but transient. Okay. Now, what is the nitya part? When these two things, or this the gross things or subtle things, whatever, when the devotee tries to engage them in Krishna's service, they achieve nityatva. Okay. Man niketam tu nirguna, nirgunam. Krishna says, if you build a temple for me and do a proper worship, just like I tell you, then it is nirguna. Then it is nitya. So, although it appears, it takes the garb of anitya satya, but it is nitya satya. It is the inconceivable energy of the Lord. Just like prasad, when it takes the form, it takes the garb of temporary. Because we cannot see directly with our current eyes the nitya forms. Therefore, it takes a garb of a temporary form just to become accessible to our eyes. Okay. So that is what Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur mentions about mithya, satya and anitya satya and nitya satya. So, which is more or less Shambhari Prabhu has explained, like if it is for my enjoyment, then it is mithya. If it is for Krishna's enjoyment, it is satya. So therefore, Vishwam Purna Sukhayate, we are coming back to that point. So these three sons, they did not feel any kind of botheration because they saw the world as a happy place, because everything is for Krishna's service. After subduing their senses, the three brothers concentrated their minds upon the lotus feet of Vasudev, Lord Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudevaha Sarvamiti. The lotus feet of Vasudev are everything. Lord Vasudev is the reservoir of all living entities. When the cosmic manifestation is dissolved, all living entities enter the supreme body of Lord Garbhodakshay Vishnu, who merges within the body of Mahavishnu. Both of these Vishnu tattvas are Vasudev tattvas, and therefore the great sages Kavi, Mahavir and Savana concentrated always upon the lotus feet of Lord Vasudev Krishna. Dhyana madhye kona dhyan shrestha, like that. This is a dialogue between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya is asking different questions. Upasya madhe kon upasya? So what is the answer given by Ramananda Rai? Radha Krishna Naam. The name of Radha Krishna. Or those who are bearing the name Radha Krishna. They are the upasya pradhan. They are the most worshipable. Dukha madhe kon guru tara dukha? Among all the miseries, what is the greatest misery? Separation from Vaishnava is the greatest misery. Vidya madhe kon shrestha vidya? Jani. Krishna bhakti itself is the vidya. And dhana, shreya or dhana, madhe kon dhana shrestha? One who has prema. And sabatyaji jiver kahan vas? Where should one reside? In Vrindavan, yes. Vrajabhumi Vrindavan jaha lila ras. Like that. Because it gives one, Goswamis tell, if we cannot stay with our body, then at least we should stay there in mind. And finally, dhyan madhe kon dhyan. So it mentions yugala charana dhyan. Radha Krishna charana dhyan. So in Gaudiya flavor, there is no worship of Krishna alone. He has to be worshipped with Radharani in all sampradayas, but here especially with Radharani. There is one book, Radha Krishna Archan Deepika, where Jiva Goswami answers the questions of many doubters that should Radharani be worshipped with Krishna. So he first begins with quoting from scriptures. Is it shastric, like somebody may object? So he starts quoting from scriptures. First, he explains that it is impossible to worship Krishna without his devotees. And he quotes many examples. Tasmat parataram devi, tadiyanam samarjanam. Then he quotes, yeme bhaktajana partha, name bhaktashate jana, mad bhaktaname bhakta, teme bhakta tamamata. Then he quotes, I'm forgetting. Well, like many quotes, like how it is more important to worship Krishna's devotee because that pleases Krishna more. Like that. Aradhananam sarvesham vishnor aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarjanam. Like that. So many. Madbhakta puja abhi adhika. So therefore Krishna has to be worshipped with devotees. And then he quotes many examples, many references from scriptures. Okay, this is established. Now, among those devotees, who are the greatest? So the gopis are the greatest. Who are saying? Bhishma Devi is saying, Lalita Gati Vilasa Valguhasa Pranaya Nirikshana Kalpitorumana Krutamanukrita Vatya Unmadandha Prakriti Maganakila Yasya Gopavadva. At the time of leaving the body, Bhishma Devi, the greatest of warriors, remembering whom? Gopis, because he's thinking that if I remember such great devotees, probably I will have some chance of getting my Ishtadev Krishna in the way I want him, I want to serve him. So Bhishma Devi is saying that. Who is saying that? Who else? Uddhav Ji is saying this. Asamaho charana renu jushamaham syam vrindavane kimapi gulmalato shidhinam. I want to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan just to take the dust of this gopis on my head. Yadustejam svajanam arepatam chaitva bhejur mukunda padavim shrutibir vimrugyam. Shrutis are searching after the lotus feet of Krishna, yet they are not finding. But these gopis, they have not just found. Rather, Krishna is after them. So how glorious they must be. So therefore, first we establish Krishna must be worshipped with devotees. Now Krishna must be established with the greatest of devotees, that means who? Gopis. And among gopis, Radharani is the topmost gopi. Is the third one. So gradually he is proving that Krishna must be worshipped with Radharani. Tayorapi dvayor madhe radhika sarvathadika. Radha Chandravali Mukhya. Like that. Among all the gopis, Radharani Chandravali are the greatest. Among them also, Radharani supersedes Chandravali by million fold. So So he establishes that. So concentrating on Krishna means concentrating on Radha Krishna, Upasya. Therefore, our Raghunath Das Goswami prays, Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhojarenum Anashritya Vrindatavim Tatpadankam Asambhasya Tadbhava Gambhira Chittan Katham Shama Sindhora Sasyavagaha Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhojarenum. Without serving the lotus feet of Radharani, how can one ever touch the Shamaras, that is Krishna Ras? Anashritya Vrindatavim Tatpadankam. Without taking shelter of Vrindavan Dham, which is decorated by Radharani's lotus fruit footprints, how can one ever think of serving Krishna? And Asambhasya Tadbhava Gambhira Chittan, without taking shelter of the devotee of Radharani, how can ever think of ever serving Krishna? Katam Shama Sindho Rasasyavagaha Radhika Charana Renu Bhushana Kariyatanu Anayase Pabe Giridhari Radhika Charana Ashray Jekare Se Mahashay Tare Moi Jai Balihari. Very simply and very beautifully put by Narottam Das Thakur. So Mahashay, who is Mahashay? In Gita we hear Mahatmanastumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mahashrita. So who is that Daivi Prakriti? That is Mool Prakriti is Radharani. So Radhika Charana Ashray Jekare Se Mahashay Tare Moi Jai Balihari. And it is mentioned, Tara Bhakta Sangha Sada Rasalila Prema Katha Jekare Se Paye Ghanasham. One who associates with Radharani's devotees, he will get Ghanasham. Ihate Vimukha Jai Tara Kabu Siddhi Nai Nashuniye Tara Jano Naam. He says that one who is Vimukh to Radharani, Tara Kabu Siddhi Nai, he will not get Krishna's lotus feet. Or in Prabodhananda Sarasvati Thakur's word, even if he gets, it is like going to ocean of nectar and not even getting a drop to drink. So that is even worse, right? Like if somebody is not going to ocean only, that is okay. But now you go to the ocean and you don't get a drop to drink, that is even more miserable. Okay, so then Srila Prabhupada writes, the complete description of this realization is that simply by discharging the unalloyed form of devotional service, one can realize his self completely. The Parama Bhakti Yoga mentioned in this verse means that a living entity, by the dint of unalloyed devotional service, has no other interest than serving Krishna. So only if the devotion is ahaituki, it will become apratihata. Pratihata means non-continuous, interrupted. Only when the service is ahaituki, causeless, then only it could be uninterrupted. Because it doesn't depend on any cause, fair weather or fair situation. So whichever is the weather, one will keep serving. So therefore, this is the uninterrupted, unalloyed devotional service. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita regarding this, about the resolute intelligence, vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahushakai anantascha buddhayo avyavasayanam. So there he mentions that only a kevala bhakti can be vyavasayatmika. Because there is no end to kamana. There is no end to desires other than serving Krishna. There is no end to it. There is no fulfillment of it, and there is no end to it. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Vishaya garalamaya tate mano sukha chaya sei sukha dukha kari mana Govinda vishaya rasa sangakara taradasa Prema bhakti satya kari jana. So he says that the Vishaya, there are unlimited branches. There is unsatiated. What is that? Kamopo bhoga parama etavaditi nishita. Kriya vishesha bhavulam bhogeshwarya gatim prati भोगेश्वर्य प्रसक्तानां तया परुतचेतसां व्यवसायात्मिका बुद्धि समाधौन विधीयते. सो लाइक दैट देर इज इंसिस्टेंट फ्लो वन आफ्टर द अनदर ऑफ द मटेरियल डिजायर्स विच कैन नेवर बी सैशिएटेड. बट दिस ऑफकोर्स इन डिवोशनल सर्विस ऑल्सो देर इज इंसिस्टेंट फ्लो ऑफ डिजायर्स. लाइक देर इज नो सैशिएशन. आफ्टर वन सर्व्स कृष्ण देन देर इज अनदर डिजायर टू सर्व कृष्ण देन देर इज अनदर. Rather, this is the very nature of compassion. Some people say, do I have mercy of God? Do I have mercy of Krishna? Is Krishna compassionate upon me? But the question is, what is the definition of compassion? So, Jiva Goswami writes in Bhakti Sandarbha, a definition of compassion which is very memorable. He says, compassion is anukampa. So, what is Krishna's compassion? What is really anukampa? अनुकंपा तु पूर्णे अपि स्वस्मिन् सेवादि अभिलाषम् उत्पाद्य सेवकादिषु सेवादि सौभाग्य संपादिका भगवतश्चित्त आर्द्रतामयी तद् अनुरागेच्छा तद् उपकारेच्छा. सो आई विल जस्ट एक्सप्लेन दिस सेंटेंस. अनुकंपा, व्हाट इज अनुकंपा? पूर्णे अपि स्वस्मिन्, ऑल द कृष्ण इज कंप्लीट इन हिमसेल्फ. हिज ऑल Transcendental energies are serving him nicely. There is no dearth of service in spiritual world. But yet, purane api swasmin sevadi abhilasham utpadya. First, he will create the desire to serve in the heart of our conditioned soul through Guru Vaishnavas, of course. To create that desire of service itself is compassion. Although Krishna is full in himself, yet to create that desire, sevadi abhilasham utpadya, sevakadishu, sevadi saubhagya sampadika. And not only create that desire, facilitate that desire. Okay. So Krishna is creating the currency and then he is donating also. So to donate somebody, first you need currency, right? So Krishna is not only creating currency, but then is donating. I hope this analogy is... Okay, so, and why? Bhagavata shitta ardharta mai tad upakarecha. That desire of Krishna which melts Krishna's heart with the desire to do some favor to conditioned soul. That is anukampa. That is compassion. So, if I am getting the opportunity, if I am getting the desire for service, and I am getting the opportunity of service, guess what do I have? Krishna's mercy, yes. So there is a very simple answer. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a similar one. Chaitanyara Krupayare Tarahai Dasanudas Sangha. Do you remember? The last line is this. Chaitanyara Krupa Tare Jarahai Dasanudas Sangha. So do I have mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? We have to ask, do I have association of devotees? If the answer is yes, then yes, I have mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not have some fancy idea of mercy. Like some fiery bush giving instruction or something. Mercy means, this is mercy. Like, of course, fiery bush can give instruction. No objection to that, but even to have association of devotees, that itself is mercy. If I'm getting the desire to serve, and if I'm getting facility to serve, that itself is mercy. So that thing is clear from here. So, by Param Bhakti Yoga, by elevating oneself to highest platform of loving service, one can automatically be relieved from bodily concept of life and see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. So, very clear, Prabhupada is mentioning, one sees Krishna face to face after prema. And people want to see God before even Shraddha. And our Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, they are all telling us, one sees Krishna after prema. And Jiva Goswami writes in Bhakti Sandarbha, in one place, I'll just read it. Without prema, even if one sees Krishna, then his seeing is not seeing. Lots, just one moment. Okay, I'm not able to find it. I just put bookmark, yet I'm not able to find it. Anyway, yeah. So, I will just translate it. It means that, Madhurya anubhavam vina sakshatkara api asakshatkara tulya. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Madhurya anubhavam vina sakshatkara api asakshatkara tulya. Without tasting the sweetness of Krishna, even seeing Krishna is not seeing Krishna. Example is Duryodhan, example is Kamsa, example is Shishupal. All of them saw Krishna. What did it do for them? They did not see Krishna actually. Because they did not have any Madhurya Aswadan, because they did not have Prema. They did not even have Shraddha. So, okay, so as confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hrudayeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundara Machintya Guna Swarupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Bhakti, when it reaches its final platform of Prema, then Shruti says, Bhaktireva Enam Nayati Bhaktireva Enam Darshayati Bhaktireva Bhuyasi Bhakti Vashyahi Purusha. Means Krishna is Bhakti. Bhakti only makes Krishna, takes one to Krishna. Bhakti only shows one Krishna. Bhakti only makes Krishna subduable by this devotee. And therefore Bhakti is only greatest. So that is from Upanishads. So an advanced devotee who is known as Sat or Saint can always see within his heart the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Krishna Shamasundar expands himself by his plenary portion, and thus a devotee can always see him within his heart. So this is spoken by, I think, Uddhava. Naivopayanti apachitim kavayastavesha Brahma yushapi krutaruddamudasparanta Yantar bahir tanubrutam ashubham vidunvan Acharya chaitya vapusha swagatim vyanakti. So this Krishna, in two forms, he is guiding us from within how to reach him. Outside Acharya Vapusha and inside Chaitya Vapusha. So that is how Krishna is so merciful. He is guiding all the time. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yena Mam Upayantite. So this is about today's discussion. I'll quickly summarize. We discussed the four types of sannyasis and how it is important for a sannyasi to travel. And then we understood how, not by silence, not by simply regulating diet. Of course, within devotional service, there are some instructions like not atyahara prayashasya one should not do. So these are there, definitely. But stand alone, they don't give anything. Only bhakti gives Krishna's mercy and even control of senses as a byproduct. Then we also saw how this if one is devotee, then for him this whole world is happiness. Why? Because then we saw that mithya, satya and nitya aspects of this world. And then we saw upasya, who is the worshipable, whom should be meditated upon? Radha Krishna. So for Gaudiyas, there is no Krishna without Radharani. And there is no Radharani without Krishna. And then finally we saw how this bhakti is so important, which gives one prem, which gives one qualification to see the Lord. Alright, so we will end here. We have 5 minutes. Any question here? I will try to answer. Yes, Nitai Chandan Prabhu.
Against Krishna, they were hitting Krishna, they were blaming Krishna always. But there are some personalities which were not exactly blaming Krishna, but again they saw Krishna, but we cannot say they achieved the prema, just like Daksha. So Daksha did austerity for 3 manvantaras. He saw Krishna, he followed instruction also, but still we can't say achieve the prema. So what is the condition we can say?
Oh yeah, very nice question. So so there is a range, entire range in between. So so we covered only the extreme aspects, those who are prema, those who see Krishna and they get complete madhurya aswadan. Okay, by the way, I just want to differentiate between when Krishna did prakat leela, that time anybody could see Krishna, but the rule is whoever has whatever amount of prema, that much aswadan they will get. That rule is valid whether in prakat leela or aprakat leela. But in aprakat, that means Krishna, after disappearing from Bhauma Vrindavan into Aparakat Leela, now, currently, only those who have prema can see Krishna face to face. Okay, so this one clarification before I continue to answer this question. So I hope this is clear. When Krishna was there 125 years on Bhauma Vrindavan in Prakat Leela, anybody could see him, from outright atheist to most prema parakashta bhakta. Everybody could see him. But again, rule is the same. Whoever has prem can only actually see Krishna, actually taste Krishna's love. Now, when Krishna has disappeared into aprakat leela, now, presently, one can, only those who have got premanjana, only those who have prema chakshu can actually see Krishna face to face. Now, atheists and others don't have any chance to see Krishna in any way. At least in prakat leela, they had a chance. But now it is not there also. Okay, huh. So now, after clarifying this, now I'll come to your question. So, okay. One fact one should be aware of, that as soon as one gets Shraddha, starts performing bhajan kriya, one starts experiencing Krishna to certain extents. One may not see Krishna face to face, but one starts getting glimpses of Krishna to the extent he advances in devotional service. What is the verse? Bhakti pareshanu bhava viraktir annetare esha trikaika kala. The more one eats, the more one feels satisfied. Okay. So the more bhakti, the more closer to prem, the more direct experience of Krishna. Like that. It's a range. It's not a step function. It's a continuous function. Okay. Okay. So this is one. Now, okay, those may be, there may be others like Indra, Daksha, who could also see Krishna. What about them? They are not haters of Krishna. Definitely, otherwise why would Krishna show them darshan? For them, we should apply same principle. Ye yatha mam prabadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. Okay, they saw the Yageshwar aspect of Krishna. You can think it this way. Daksha was interested in karmic yagyas. So he saw Krishna, but the Yageshwar Krishna, Yagyapati Krishna. So Kumaras will see Krishna as Kaivalyapati Krishna. But devotees will see Krishna as Radhapati Krishna. You see the point? The Aishwarya Bhaktas will see him as Vaikuntapati Krishna. So same Krishna they are seeing, but Daksha will see only Yagyapati aspect. Indra will also see only Yagyapati aspect of Krishna. Not the Vaikuntapati aspect. The Yagyapati. Those who are Jnanis, they will see the Kaivalyapati aspect of Krishna. So that is how the system is. Ye yathamam prapadyante tams tathaiva bhajam. And Premi Bhaktas will see Gopi Pati Krishna, Gopi Bhartu Krishna, Dasa Dasa Anandas. So I hope this answers your question.
So can we conclude like that if you want to see Radhapati Krishna, we have to have Prema only. Otherwise?
Yes. True.
Some devotees can see Krishna. Other aspect of Krishna, even below prema stage also.
Yes.
Just like Indra and Daksha are not on the prema stage.
Yes. They will say other aspects of Krishna, but not the Gokulpati Krishna, not the Vrajapati Sut Krishna, not the Gokul Kishore, not the Subal Sakha Krishna, not the Yashoda Sut Krishna. Therefore it is mentioned, Nayam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutta. Gopika Sutta word is used because he is son of Gopi. Okay. So one has to become Vrajvasi to see him. Otherwise one cannot see him. Okay. One can see other aspects, but not. So the type of prema reveals the type of Krishna also. If one has Dwarka type prem, he will see Dwarkadish Krishna. If one has Vraja type prem,
he will see Vraja Pati Sut Krishna. Okay.
Our sampradaya mode is Madhurya mode or another devotion to Vrajabhakti mode. But for other sampradayas, those who worship Aishwarya aspect of Krishna's Narayan form. So will this logic apply to them also?
Yeah, they will say Mathura Krishna, Dwarka Krishna. Depending on what aspect of Krishna they worship and what type of mood they have, that type of Krishna they will have. Okay. If one worships Swakya form of Krishna, then he will see Krishna in Vaikuntha Vrindavan. There is one place, Aishwarya Goloka or Vaikuntha Vrindavan. That aspect he will see. Okay, I guess we will end here. Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Granth Rashimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Shri Prabhupad Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Itai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.